A gargantuan online firm thinks it's worth more if it chops itself into bits. I'm David Brancaccio. The Alibaba conglomerate, in some ways the Amazon of China, is breaking itself into six different companies. The resulting chunks will be focused on, for instance, remote computing services, that is to say the cloud, also digital media, and Alibaba's core work helping other companies sell things to consumers. Marketplaces. Nova Safo has more.
Investors are greeting Alibaba's split up with optimism that China's regulatory crackdown on its internet companies may be nearing an end. Over the last couple of years, Chinese government officials have issued new regulations on domestic companies they think are too big and monopolistic. The crackdown sent Alibaba's founder, Jack Ma, out of the country over the past year. He returned one day before the company announced the biggest restructuring in its 24-year history. Five of the six companies that will be formed from Alibaba's split are likely to issue initial public offerings, according to the Reuters news agency. A split company could be less vulnerable to future crackdowns should they occur, and the new companies could be in a position to better compete with rivals. Alibaba has been losing e-commerce market share in China. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.
Alibaba's stock went up 14%. This is one of the reasons the key stock index in Hong Kong went up 2.1% today. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law a new power to fine oil companies for price gouging. It's a first for any state, and it forces fossil fuel companies to disclose price info to a new state agency that will have the power to subpoena executives. Last year, retail gas topped $7 a gallon in California. Here's Marketplace's Lily Jamali.
Californians are used to paying more for gas, but last summer, prices shot past the $8 a gallon mark at some gas stations in the state. UC Berkeley Haas School of Business professor Severin Borenstein says California has what he calls a mystery gasoline surcharge. He says the law will provide regulators more transparency into why prices here are so much higher than elsewhere.
They do not have visibility into the individual prices that are charged between the refiners and the retailers. That's the sort of information they need in order to really do this investigation.
A spokesperson for California-based Chevron, which opposed the law, says it'll discourage investment in refining in California, which may just push prices higher. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 years ago this month since the World Health Organization made it official COVID had become a global pandemic. It's also 3 years since many Americans either lost jobs due to lockdown or switched to remote. Do you work for a boss still trying to drag people back to the office? Consultant Keith Ferrazzi and his team at Ferrazzi Greenlight have been researching this and have found a landscape of missed opportunities for making the mixture of remote and in-office function better for the business and for employees. Keith is author of Competing in the New World of Work. Welcome back.
David, I always enjoy our conversations.
Wherever anybody's going to work in this new scheme of working, they have to be connected one way or another. You've thought a lot about how you build this kind of connectivity.
The average bonding of a team prior to the pandemic was on a scale of 0 to 5, 2.8. During the pandemic, the average team went down to a 2.3 in terms of its bondedness and connectedness. But what was very interesting is that there were a few teams decided to use this inflection point and reinvent the way they created connectedness. They decided to do regular check-ins on what are people's energy. For those teams that imposed very purposeful practices, the score of bonding went up to 4.4. So for CEOs who are dragging people back because they're concerned about culture and connectedness, they're leveraging an old school mechanism called serendipity, when in reality, there are available to us proactive, productive, and incredibly strong bonding techniques that can be done in a hybrid world of work.
So how does it work in practice? I mean, more one-on-ones with the boss, or I'm supposed to share my feelings now? I sometimes feel I don't have any feelings to share.
Well, I got to tell you, during the pandemic, we unleashed a sense of authenticity. We unleashed a sense of peer-to-peer camaraderie that was really unheralded. And there is no question that empathy and vulnerability is a golden key to creating that kind of connectedness. You asked practically, one simple way is to do a weekly energy check-in. If the whole team is open and willing to share together, then you have an entire team of bonded individuals.
But that doesn't work unless there is, and you've alluded to this, a heavy portion of trust in those relationships.
When you start to do that exercise, of course, you may have a level of tepidness, a level of holding back. But little by little, one individual will share more deeply, creating empathy among the group. Another individual will leverage that and gain the courage to do that for themselves. And little by little, you'll be able to build the kind of relationships that I call co-elevating, the kind of relationships that are deeply committed, not only to a mission, to a business, but committed to each other. And it's through those simple practices, it's practices that yield the transformation of outcomes and mindset. So the answer is just to start.
Keith Ferrazzi is the chairman and founder of the consulting firm Ferrazzi Greenlight, and his most recent book is called Competing in the New World of Work, How Radical Adaptability Separates the Best from the Rest. Keith, always good to talk to you.
Oh, David, thanks so much.
And a group of academics, some tech notables, including Elon Musk and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, and about 1,000 others, have signed a letter urging a 6-month pause on developing new versions of artificial intelligence of the ChatGPT kind. The signatories point to risks to society unless the technology is better understood and new safety protocols developed. The letter comes from the nonprofit Future of Life Institute that studies the unintended risks of technology. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.